she seeking re-election? I guess, hey, Lori, are you there?
I'm here.
Lori Arcuri, councilwoman at large, Lori Arcuri, but you're not running for it. Can you still say you're running for re-election?
I am running for re-election, but I'm running for election now in the 6th district.
The sixth ward. You're currently
at North Utica, yes.
Yeah, and that seat's currently held by Dick Lawler, who's not seeking re-election. He's actually going to the Parks and Recreation Service, I heard. No, that's a joke. I'm sorry, Lori.
I was like, really?
That was a joke. So the Common Council meeting last night was pretty, I want to say boring, Lori. It was a little drab last night.
Well, sorry about that.
No,
but,
that's
you know,
all right.
We did look to moving forward and you know, the council having some changes regarding their health care and now looking at a 25% contribution. You know, we have asked through the budgetary process for holding costs down. We're asking for 0% increases for, you know, the unions, looking for greater contributions to their health care. And to be honest with you, this is setting an example. I mean, we're working the talk. We said that this is something we need to do. We need to look at this very seriously. We're looking at reducing costs as much as we can. And even if it doesn't save a phenomenal amount of money, I think it actually ends up saving the city like $40,000, maybe $45,000 through this initiative. But it's a contribution. We're trying to set an example. We're asking for others to contribute, and we're trying to take the lead on that.
In the caucus, it got pretty heated. Everybody was kind of yelling at each other, and I got to say that the members of the media, we got reprimanded last night. I think it was either you or Joan that yelled at us for being loud. So we want to apologize for that, Lori. We're just getting carried away.
No problem. And as we get excited in discussions and debate and dialoguing about the issues, it's easy to understand how others would
now,
certainly want to kind of have some of their own conversations going and their opinions as well. So.
Now, you voted for it passed 8-1 with Frank Fisera being the only dissenting vote because he had his own proposal out there. Why did you pick the proposal that was put forth by Jerry Krause rather than Frank Fisera?
Well, you know, it's pretty common, even in private business and across the landscape, employees are contributing towards their health insurance. Everybody needs to contribute because the costs are so high, and it's no longer affordable for the employer, okay, for the city government, to keep footing all of the bill. We have to look at reducing the cost of government. We're trying to reduce some of those costs in this way.
And, all right, so that was, you know, it got pretty heated, and everybody, I think, is kind of happy to put that issue to bed. Now, let's get on to your reelection. You announced yesterday formally that you're announcing your reelection, but not for the at-large seat, for the 6th ward seat. Why the change?
Well, you know, Mark, I've run 6 citywide campaigns in the last 12 years, and even thinking about it and adding up the years and the number of campaigns, it's kind of amazing even to think of it. There's costs associated with it, certainly, and that certainly was a factor. This was really an opportunity for me with Councilman Lawler vacating his seat to take a relook at North Utica and focusing my energies on my backyard, my neighbors, my friends in the North Utica area, and trying to really have a positive impact, use the skills that I have to try and help the North Utica area. And I think, you know, past history, you know, when you look at my record and some of the things that I've been successful in moving forward, and, you know, you're looking at restoring a system of checks and balances back in 2000. I think I was the first one to come out and ask for a system of checks and balances, asking for budgetary powers. It took us some years to pass it, but that is in place now. The city ambulance service is something that I worked on in assisting with a feasibility study. It's something that has been in place, and certainly the city is benefiting in many ways from that service. And it's just, you know, other things as well. Nuisance abatement was something that came out of one of my committees. It's been very influential in addressing blighted areas in the city. And really, just recently last night, we moved to change, you know, what's on the books regarding our veterans and the assessment that's placed on their properties to give them a break. You know, there's a scale for how you can go about doing that when it comes to the veterans, and the county was on the high end of the scale, giving them the greatest break, and the city was on the lowest end of the scale. And we did take a look at it. It basically cost pennies, literally pennies, to the taxpayers. I don't know, maybe the cost totally was maybe $70,000 that were benefiting the veterans. But it is a great benefit for them and for all of the service that they have given and to all of us, you know, in the country. So that was a recognition, and that's something really we should have done a long time ago.
Yeah.
We've moved to the middle of the spectrum. So I think it's reasonable. I think veterans should be happy about it, and it's something really that needed to be done.
Now, what issues do you want to improve upon and change in the North Utica District for the city?
Well, you know, I like open government, certainly. You know, you always hear a lot about transparency. My meetings have really always been open to the public. I like the public input. I think that we make the best decisions when we have the most people involved, because you're discussing hopefully all of the options that are available, and it helps you to make the best decisions. There's North Utica meetings that have started, I think is last year, actually they started on a more regular basis, so the public does have a forum. I certainly support that initiative. And, you know, most recently, and we do have other issues in North Utica that need to be addressed, sometimes quite similar to other areas of the city, maybe not to the same degree, but certainly we have some similar elements. Most recently, with the flooding that we had last week, you know, we do have a major issue of concern, and it's something as a council person that I have been through now. This is the second time that we've been really devastated with flooding that comes down from Deerfield. We heard on the news yesterday that Deerfield Township is revamping their plans for their programs and the work that they were going to do this year. And because of the flooding and the impact that it's had, they're going to be relooking at having to address some of the issues and problems that create this tremendous runoff. And I want to really make sure that something happens so that we don't have the same sort of thing happening time and time again. You have people that are investing in their properties, and then you have this onslaught of just mass flooding that comes down from Deerfield when we have these heavy rains. And we really had so much so quickly that it couldn't be controlled.
Yeah.
The good news on it is that our ravines had been kept clean, but it wasn't enough. You know, they're on routine maintenance because of what had occurred years ago with the flooding, that not only in North Utica coming down from Deerfield, but also in South Utica from the Halix Ravine and the flooding that occurs there. We need to make sure that whatever gets done this time really helps to address this problem. People are, like I said, investing in their properties, you know, maybe take some years to get it back up to where it was. And then lo and behold, you know, you have another storm and everything gets washed downhill and it creates all that damage again, the water in the cellars, the flooding, the sinkholes, you know, you name it. It's just a gamut of problems. And that's one thing that I really want to make sure that we do address in North Utica.
We're speaking with Lori Arcuri, the current council person for the city of Utica at large, and she's running for the 6th Ward District in the city of Utica. Now, how do we get in the city, how do we get the neighboring towns on board with clearing out their own ravines? Like, I know the mayor spoke last night at the meeting and said that New Hartford, their ravines it looked disastrous. I don't know if he said disastrous, but if you see the pictures, and I believe we saw it on the news, that their trees are just inches away from being, you know, the next rainstorm to be washed down into the city of Utica. How do we make it so they're kind of held responsible? Because it's the mayor could dig out the ravine all he wants, but the next storm, it's just going to be washed, you know, everything's going to be washed back.
You're exactly right. So we need to work with the townships. We need to see what their plan is. We need to be involved in the process. And up to this point, I don't believe that we have been. But we all need to be coming to the table on this because it is impacting us. It may not be having the drastic impact on the township, but it is having a significant impact on the residents of Utica,
yeah.
Whether it be North Utica, whether it be South Utica. It needs to be addressed. And the damage that's just occurred has really continued to erode the ravines up there so that you're seeing the kinds of things that you saw in the pictures last night. With the trees that are falling over the cracks, the roots that are uprooted. And so if we had another big storm, you'd probably see a lot of that stuff coming back down and flooding into Utica as well. So it is a big problem. It needs to be addressed once and for all. And whatever we have to do to come to the table, I think that's something that we have to do. We have that obligation.
Now, Lori, I was surprised that you were running for re-election for the Common Council because I heard, not to plagiarize, but a little birdie told me that you were looking to kind of jump in the mayor's race and that you'd be a very popular candidate. You want to address that, any?
Well, I considered a lot of options. And actually, I considered, running in North Utica last election because, the seat had been vacated at that time by Councilwoman Wellness. I opted to stay where I was. This is like a second chance, so to speak, really for me. And looking at North Utica, other races, well, bottom line is everything costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're looking at campaign reform, I really believe that that is something that is needed. Maybe at the local level it isn't certainly as tremendous as it is at a national level. And, your larger positions, your governors, your Congress, the Senate, and whatnot, but the cost is really phenomenal.
Yeah.
You'll have council people that will be running for a council seat that will spend $40,000 a year. I really don't have that kind of income. Like I said, I've run 6 citywide campaigns. My efforts have always been grassroots efforts with it, my husband, myself, my family, and a few close friends that help. And we take it to the people. We go door to door. And I walk around the city and knock on doors, 6 times now.
Yeah.
And it's time to kind of step back a little bit for me. It's time to rechannel my energies and focusing on the North Utica area and helping as much as I can in this area.
Lori Arcuri, thank you so much, and good luck out there, and we'll be speaking again.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Have a good day. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
That was current at-large councilwoman Lori Arcuri. She's announced yesterday that she will be seeking election to the 6th ward in the city of Utica, and that's the North Utica district, and that is currently held by Dick Lawler, who said he will not be seeking re-election.